Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Prime Minister claims the federal government will have to put the brakes on when it comes to spending ahead of the federal budget. Anthony Albanese telling the ABC they will need to rein in some of the government's spending.
We're going to have to really put the brakes on some of the spending which is there. I've made it very clear there are a range of things we would like to do that we won't be able to do in our first budget. We will also be going through line by line looking for the waste which is there.
Court today for Bradley Pendragon, just 48 hours after being released into the community with 62 strict conditions. He was allegedly stopped by police with a picture of a child and has spent the night back behind bars. The mining industry has been closely monitored for change after shocking cases of sexual assault and harassment were confirmed. 79 findings have been delivered after a parliamentary inquiry. WorkSafe Commissioner Darren Kavanagh says there's a lot of work to do.
It's clear there is a long way to go for the industry. As a regulator, I'm 100% committed to doing our part to ensure that we get change in the industry.
And Optus Stadium are putting in the final touches ahead of State of Origin Game 2 on Sunday night. Stadium CEO Mike McKenna says it's a great opportunity to showcase Perth to potential tourists.
It's New South Wales versus Queensland, and most people coming along are going to pick a team if they don't have one. And it's really important for both sides. So I think the atmosphere is going to really generate a terrific mood for the people who are in the stadium and for the players who are playing the game and those who are watching on TV.
In sport, the Melbourne Demons have reminded the competition they are the benchmark, beating Brisbane by 64 points at the MCG. That win has moved to the Fremantle Dockers into second spot on the ladder. Coach Simon Goodwin says the D's have rediscovered their mojo.
I think tonight we re-established our method and how we want to look, and against a really contested side. So we knew what we were up against, but we've worked incredibly hard the last 3 or 4 weeks on the training track, and tonight it came out, so it was nice.
Two games tonight. It's West Coast hosting Essendon at Optus and the Hawks and the Dogs at Marvel Stadium. Listener.